Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. And now, broadcasting live from another Power Happy Hour on Power Talk 1210, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Oh, fellow foodies, if there ever was a day to enjoy local craft beer against the backdrop of the beautiful Tucson Museum of Art, I don't know how the day could get any better. We are broadcasting live from Art on Tap at the Tucson Museum of Art. We are smack dab in the middle of the courtyard, and we have an amazing hour lined up for you today. We've got some of the most forward-thinking brewers from across the Grand Canyon State serving up their spectacular suds. As a matter of fact, I see John Atkinson now from Iron John's Brewing Company, one of our heroes, walking by, signing autographs. We've got art demonstrations. We've got live music. We've got some of the great cuisine that pairs beautifully with beer, and it's all happening now, again, at the Tucson Museum of Art. Art on Tap, starting right now, going all the way up till 9 o'clock. A few tickets are still for sale, so come on down. Downtown Tucson, only $40 gets you in to drink some of the finest suds available under the sky. Well, we take our decisions about celebrity co-hosts very seriously, and these are very inspired decisions that we make. And when we're going to be doing a show all about the love and the passion and the spirit of craft brew, there are a few people in this community that can actually have an intelligent conversation when you put all of those together, and one of them happens to be our celebrity co-host today. He's a craft beer sophisticate, public relations maven, and the honorary consul of the Republic of Macedonia. My good friend Jason Miko is back.
Blagodarami falamnogo, Matt. Thanks for having me on the show. Great to be here at your service.
Oh my goodness, I don't know, even know what to say after that. Well, so nice to have you back on the show. I think the last time you were on the show, we must have been talking about beer.
We were at Pueblo Vita.
We were at Pueblo Vita Brewing Company.
Exactly.
Yeah, one of the new kids downtown. Always love what Kyle and Lynette are doing down there.
Fantastic work they're doing. Fantastic suds.
And could we have imagined a better day for this broadcast?
We could not. We're blessed to live here in the Sunshine State.
Indeed.
And this is just absolutely fantastic setting, and looking forward to getting into some of these suds and talking about what's going on not only here, but also over on the craft beer scene in Europe.
Yeah, and of course, we want to have that conversation, and no one better to inspire us as to what's happening on the other side of across the pond, as it were, than you. But when you're thinking about local Arizona beer, I mean, you were one of the few, Jason Miko, when you and I met about maybe more than five years ago now.
Yeah.
I was still drinking that fizzy yellow stuff. And you actually helped to inspire my own palate, my own sense of place and sense of purpose by introducing me to some great craft brews. So I almost tremble in your presence. What are you finding fun on the local craft brew scene these days?
Well, let's start, thinking about what I've got in my refrigerator back at home. I've got some Barrio, a couple of growlers of their Nolan's Porter and Ray's IPA. Fantastic stuff.
Beautiful.
I've got Phoenix Brewery, Ale Brewery, which I see is over here, the late Greg Fretzy. I've got some of their Orange Peel IPA.
Oh, lovely.
Ska Brewing out of Durango.
Yes.
Now, I know they're not here in Arizona, but they do some fantastic stuff. You've seen the Modus Operandi.
It's one of my favorites out of Ska, yeah.
They have a new one called Modus Merendira.
Oh.
And it's made with orange peels, orange juice, orange blossoms.
It's just the mandarin coming there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's just an amazing, amazing brew. I've got some Stone Verticals as well. But I'll tell you, all of the breweries here in town. And when we met, I think it was about 5 years ago, I think there were only three craft brewers in town.
That's true.
And now we're at least 12.
I think at last count, I think you're right.
Because
back in those days, it was Thunder Canyon, Barrio, and
Nimbus. Right.
And now, you blink, and there's another one that's just opened up.
We're surrounded by them.
You know, I think the new kid on the block, a public brew house, we're going to be actually talking to Mike Gura, the new kid on the block on the craft beer scene, find out what he's bringing to the conversation.
But love it.
Now, when I'm here, hearing about the beers that you have at home, it sounds like you've got a landscape of different beers for different times of the day, different temperatures. You mentioned a porter, which would go beautifully as the nighttime chill
with a cigar
takes over with a gorgeous cigar.
Absolutely.
Oh,
an Ezra Zion cigar.
Yes, of course. Our good friends, props to Kyle. Now, I have to tell you, speaking of the Ezra Zion Cigar Company, the Bee's Knees cigar, which I was too late on the draw, no pun intended. I couldn't buy it in time before they sold out, but you did. I'm hearing great things about that stick.
Oh, that is fantastic. And I don't know, I gave you one. I don't know if you've been able to try it yet or not.
I have not yet tried it. It is resting in the humidor.
Wonderful. You will enjoy that. That is just, it's got some wonderful cream And I don't know how to describe it. It's just something that is a wonderful evening cigar with a porter, or as the way I with a port. This is what
with
I prefer.
That's
exactly
what you did. Yeah. So I want to encourage all of our cigar fans in our audience to go to Ezra Zion Cigars, because we love a good cigar, and I think they do some of the best. So we talked about some American, some Arizona brews that have dominated your refrigerator at home. But I saw you drinking a brew. Was it last night, the night before, when you were perhaps doing some preparation for this show? That looked like some spectacular suds.
You're right, absolutely, Matt. I was preparing last night, doing my homework, and sipping a lovely bottle-conditioned Fuller's 2014 Vintage Ale from the UK. It was absolutely brilliant, absolutely lovely. 8.5%, wonderful malty backbone. And, you know, when you think about Europe gave America beer.
Right.
Okay. America has taken that and perfected it, and now we're sending it back.
And that's what's happening.
Absolutely. There are craft breweries springing up all over Europe. In the UK alone, there's 1,300 breweries right now, two and a half to three opening every single week.
Oh,
there are more breweries
gosh.
In the UK per capita than any other country on the planet.
Now, that's amazing to me.
It
so
is.
So they inspired the craft. It found its way to America. We perfected it, and now they want to get in on some of that
action.
And
we're sending it right back. Stone Brewing, actually, everybody knows Stone, is opening up in Berlin in April or May of next year.
Oh, my goodness.
So they're going to be brewing on-site in the old continent and hopefully exporting their beers throughout the continent, because I, in Macedonia, we have our first local craft brewery there, the Old Town Brewery, but we haven't been able to get the IPAs and the stouts going there yet.
And that was my next question. So are there different kinds of beers, different genres under the beer spectrum that we're starting to see as Europe really begins to take hold of the craft beer opportunity?
Absolutely. A number of breweries in the region, Sabaya in Kosovo, Cabinet in Serbia, they're doing IPAs, porters, stouts, things that you and I love. And things that American craft beer lovers love. Another country I go to a lot, Estonia. They've got 8 different craft breweries now there, and they're doing the same thing. But I would be remiss if I didn't mention one of the big ones that's made a splash over there and over here, BrewDog out of Scotland.
Yes.
If it's not Scottish, it's crap.
It's crap.
You know, they do a whole range of crazy stuff. They're kind of like the dogfish head of the UK. And they do the nuclear tactical nuclear penguin. Which is a 32% stout, and Sink the Bismarck, which is a quadruple, not a triple, a quadruple IPA at 41%.
A 41% IPA and a 32% stout.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if technically those are no longer beers or not. There are people that will debate that, but you know what?
We can call them whatever we want to call them. They just sound absolutely spectacular.
Yeah. So yeah. They're doing fantastic stuff over in Europe, and it's good because, you know, one thing I miss whenever I go over there is a great IPA, but now I can find it.
And the IPA, when are we going to see Macedonia's first IPA launched for us all to take advantage of?
Soon, I hope so. Yeah. The chief brewer at Old Town Brewery, Gogo is his nickname, he's a home brewer, and he does a lovely black IPA at home. But, you know, we start simple. We start with a nice pale ale. We get them hooked, addicted on that. And then we start introducing the other stuff little by little. Then we go with the IPA, and then the double IPA, et cetera. So, I think soon we're gonna see that within 2016.
I love it. You know, one of the things that we hear from time to time is, at what point do we hit saturation in Southern Arizona when it comes to craft beer? And I would say, if you were to ask everybody who is selling their suds here today, ain't no such thing as saturation.
No, there's always room for somebody else. You think about the part of Tucson. You've got a lot of craft brewers down here downtown. You don't have a lot on the east side. Oral Valley, where I live, we don't have any up there. We're getting some. I know Catalina Brewing, who I saw over here.
Right.
They're going to be opening up soon, and hopefully in the Oral Valley, Marana area. Of course, Thunder Canyon's already there, and they've been there for a while. But we could use a few more up there.
That's exactly right. Well,
so
our audience, you know, tell the people what you want.
Yep.
Demand craft beer right around the corner, right around in your block. That's what we want to do.
Absolutely.
We're talking to Jason Miko, the honorary consul of the Republic of Macedonia, right here in Arizona. He's our celebrity co-host for the full hour, live from Art on Tap at the Tucson Museum of Art. Again, tickets are still available. Come on down. It is a spectacular day to enjoy craft beer, live music, some great beer cuisine, art demonstrations, exhibits. It doesn't get any better than that. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, our good friends Morgan Wells and Matthew Slabinski from the Tucson Museum of Art are going to have some ideas on how you can maximize the moment when you come out here for Art on Tap. And we're just getting started. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Stick around. We'll be right back.
top three ways to stay current on Tucson's culinary and cocktail scene throughout the week? First, like On the Menu Live on Facebook. Then, follow On the Menu Live on Twitter. And finally, check out On the Menu Live on Instagram. It's On the Menu Live with Matt Russell on Power Talk 1210. Feel the power, baby.
For Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or just because, a gift card from Acacia Real Food and Cocktails is always in good taste and the ideal gift for everyone on your list. Order in person, online at acaciatucson.com, or call us at 232-0101. Acacia, a great Tucson tradition where the food is real and the cocktails are inspired.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home in your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another power happy hour here on Power Talk 1210 live from Art on Tap, the Tucson Museum of Art. We are broadcasting al fresco right in the center courtyard, surrounded by spectacular suds, as well as our celebrity co-host, Jason Miko, is back with us.
Indeed. Good to be here.
Just enjoying this hour
like
none other.
That's fantastic. That's why we live here.
Well, I tell you what. Well, another reason why we live here is because we get to call Tucson Museum of Art one of our, a jewel in this community.
Absolutely.
And to help us understand the relationship between the museum and all of these wonderful events, we have the Tucson Museum of Art Curator of Education and the events coordinator, Matthew Slominski. Hey, guys, welcome.
Hi. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So much fun. So let me start with the curator, the curator of education. I mean, is this the kind of an event, Morgan Wells, that is all about educating the public?
I mean, it could be, right? You're going to educate people about craft beer, right?
Right,
so of course, why not? So I actually helped found the event with Austin Santos from 1702. Him and I, this was kind of our idea, and we brought it to life about 3 years ago.
And so, I mean, you have all of these things happening. There's a lot going on here. I mean, and you might say that everything that is being offered at this event is a manifestation of what this Tucson Museum of Art stands for. Talk a little bit about why this kind of event is so important for the museum to host.
Oh, definitely. And I, we think it's important because it brings in a new audience, a much younger audience than we're used to.
Oh, thank you very much.
So that's a big part of why we do it. But we bring out a lot of local artists. We have art demos. So we have art organizations here, not just ourselves. We have like Sonoran Glass. We have a Metal Arts Village. We have interactives where you can yourself make art. So we're trying to really get the people here to show them what we do. We don't just hang art on the wall in the museum. We do lots of fun events.
Such an interactive experience here. Now, I understand there's going to be a session that is going to show us how to make jewelry with beer bottle caps.
Yes.
I guess that takes care of my wife's Christmas present. What wonderful timing. Anyway, this sounds like an absolutely glorious event. And Matthew Slominski, the events coordinator, you've been hard at work day and night putting this event together with all of your comrades. For the folks that are listening that are making their way down here downtown, describe what's happening here. Describe the sort of the best way to make the most out of your time. Of course, the event just started at 4 o'clock. It's going to go up till 9 o'clock. But as we talked about with Morgan, so much going on. Is there a strategy that you would recommend for folks the minute they walk in the door with their empty glass that they will soon fill? What's the protocol here?
So I'm going to point out that we have the art show in the lobby. It was basically put together from a lot of local artists. Austin Santos also helped us gather some of his friends to, kind of liven up the place with all of this great artwork from these local artists. So I would definitely check that out. Head around to each brewery. You know, there's, I don't even know how many different types of beer here. You know,
there's more than we were planning on.
Yeah,
24
breweries. That's, you know, amazing to me. So, you know, that would be the second stop for me. And there's always the TMA booth to grab a nice shirt for a little memento.
That's great. And the money that is raised from this event actually helps to support some charitable causes, right?
Oh, absolutely. So we have it supports the education department.
Definitely. Yep. All that we bring art out to schools that can't have art. So we bring docents and art educators out there, and then we also bring kids here. All of K-12 can get a free bus to come to the museum, plus free admission and free art making. So this helps support that.
You know, I love the museum this time of year. I mean, it's wonderful around the calendar, but I love this time of year because, you know, again, you're thinking about doing things outside. When the lights in the courtyard just begin to twinkle. You've got this fresh exhibit that you rotate, you know, throughout the, you know, the fall and winter months. We just absolutely love it out here. And for you to choose this space to host this kind of an event, we're just jumping up and down.
Yeah. It does. There's definitely a nice ambiance, especially as the sun sets. It's like, I mean, who doesn't want to enjoy beer under, I mean, this is great weather we're having. And then the lights light up the plaza, so it's so beautiful when it all is lit up.
And it's such a world-class museum here. And again, it's right here in Tucson. You can learn all about the museum and all of its programs and all of its ways for you to get involved and interact with everything going on. How do we do that, Morgan?
So you want to go to our website. That's www.tucsonmuseumofart.org.
Great. Well, Matthew Slominski, you said that drinking the beer would be sort of step two when you got here. I think it's step 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, and 22. So is that how you roll, Matthew Slominski? You just start at A and work your way down?
That's basically how it goes. You know, I feel like halfway through you're going to need to take a break, but, you know. Keep it going.
Yeah.
So live music here, again, a treat for all the senses. Now, are you a beer guy, Matthew?
I sure am.
Okay, so what is your palate favor this time of year? Jason shared with us the multitude of suds that he has at home locked away in his refrigerator.
But I'm a hop-headed
He is a hop-headed heart, indeed. Is there one particular varietal or category of beer that you just says screams Slominski, especially this time of year?
If you know me, I am a Reds fan. Like, any red ale,
oh, nice.
I will take it. It's people don't tend to enjoy it as much as me, and I think I just have the kind of corner locked on getting those beers away from
more,
them.
More for you.
Yeah,
for
more for me. So.
Yeah, you know, the Rojo, the Barrio Rojo.
Delicious.
They took a bronze at the Great American Beer
Indeed.
Festival in Denver this year. That's probably one of my favorite reds for that Scotch style.
Definitely.
And beer.
It's
now,
not
what,
Scottish, it's crap.
Scottish, if it's not Scottish, it's crap. Morgan, what about you now? Are you a beer woman?
I do. I like my beer. My husband's a beer drinker, so it's kind of gone with the territory. But I really like sours, actually.
You do?
I do.
And sours didn't exist 2 years ago. Actually, they probably did. We just didn't know we could drink them.
Yeah, right.
But you really have caught the sour wave,
I
right?
I have, yeah. I really enjoy them.
What are some of your favorites out there?
Oh, gosh.
Here,
put
I've done
on the
it.
Spot. You're going to put me on the spot,
spot
here. Well, and I can't think of any at the moment because I'm not drinking currently. So.
Well, okay. Well,
this
is the Toronto Wild Ale down at Borderlands. That's won all kinds of awards.
Yes, that one is very
that
good.
That has attracted some enthusiasm all across the Grand Canyon State. So we love a good red. We love a good sour.
Yes.
And everything in between. And
oh,
whatever
yeah.
you guys, you won't drink, Jason and I will do it.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Matthew Slominski and Morgan Wells, I just want to say curator one more time. She's the curator of education, and he is the events coordinator, and together they have worked hard to put on this event. It's one of our favorite events of the year because there is great beer, great energy. There's this great vibe, art, live music, craft beer, some great beer cuisine, which we're going to sink our teeth into here a little bit later on. Thank you both for everything that you do, and why don't you go get a beer?
All right, we'll do.
We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of our valued sponsors. And when we come back, she is here. She is live. She is craft beer Betty. Sarah Ritchie herself is going to be talking about Craft Tucson and what the whole craft beer community stands for right here where we call home. You're listening to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Art on Tap from the beautiful, majestic Tucson Museum of Art. Stick around. I'll be right back. Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Art on Tap here in the courtyard of the Tucson Museum of Art with my celebrity co-host. He is a craft beer sophisticate, public relations maven, perhaps one day future curator of something.
Curator.
And the honorary consul of the Republic of Macedonia. My good friend Jason Miko is back with us.
How you doing, Matt?
I'm alive and well, man.
You are kicking.
This is what we love about living and...
Oh my goodness.
All right. Well, our next guest needs no introduction, and I don't know. Can I take a picture, and can I periscope, and can I do all of this
at the
same time? All right. Well, I'm going to let you sit down, and I want you to go ahead and strap on that headset and let me
explain yourself.
And explain. And you've got some explaining to do. I think this is our next guest, although let me say, without our next guest, this event simply would not be possible. She is the spirit behind the craft brew community here in Tucson, Arizona. She has helped to elevate it to international prominence.
Oh, my.
She is Craft Beer Betty herself, representing not only Golden Eagle Distributors, but also Craft Tucson, Sarah.
Thank you for
Ritchie.
Having me.
Look at you.
Look at me.
I mean, Jason, ask her questions because I got to take a picture of her. My goodness.
For our radio audience, we need to describe the scene.
Okay.
Craft Beer Betty is decked out in all green with flowing red locks, crowned with a garland of green hops.
Thank you.
I'm speechless. Anyway,
it's Comic-Con themed. I had to kick it up to beer.
You have done it. Have done it again. Anyway, Sarah Ritchie, for you to look around this event.
Yes.
And for you to just imagine where we were. And by we, I mean the craft beer enthusiasts in this community just a few years ago. Mm. For you to look around here today. What can you say about how far we've come?
This is really exciting. It is. It's exploded. And I am so proud of this community that we've got here. It's thrilling because there's so much great beer in Arizona now. It's fantastic in Tucson. Tucson Brewery's bringing it. Phoenix Brewery's bringing it. We got Flagstaff Brewery's bringing it. Bisbee. It's huge.
I mean, I think we said in our email newsletter that goes out every Wednesday. And by the way, if you're not getting my newsletter, you need to go on to onthemenulive.com and sign up to get it. It comes out every Wednesday. It lets you know who's going to be on the show. I actually said there was going to be a dozen brewers here. I stopped counting at like two dozen.
Yes. Yeah, we've got about two dozen breweries here today. We've got a dozen open in Tucson right now, and I think we've got most of them here. So yeah,
you've got Lake Havasu as well. So Mud Shark
is
here.
Lake Havasu, yeah. Bisbee, Williams, Arizona. We've got Grand Canyon from Williams. Yeah.
And we were talking a little bit earlier in the show. How many operating breweries do we have right now in, let's just say, in the greater Tucson area?
In the greater Tucson area, 12.
We have 12.
Yeah.
Jason was right. Yeah, a dozen. Yeah. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
And we're actually going to be talking to one of the new kids on the block a little bit later on in the show, Mike Gura from Public Brew House.
Fantastic.
I'm excited to hear from him about what he's bringing to the table.
Yes, yes.
So anyway, Craft Tucson is a community-driven group, organization, coalition of folks that have said yes. They have pledged allegiance to what craft beer means in their lives and in the community. Talk a little bit about what Craft Tucson is.
So it's a group of friends that are very passionate about craft beer and supporting craft beer, local breweries in Tucson, but not only just local, but supporting the businesses that pour craft beer, the restaurants, the bars. We have formed a 501c6.
Oh, great.
And I'm on the founding board with Rebecca from Tap and Bottle.
Excellent.
JP Viborni from 1055 Brewing.
Beautiful.
Austin from 1702. Mike Malozzi from Borderlands Brewing, and we all come together and we put on the Brew at the Zoo every year at the Reed Park Zoo, and we do this. This is our third annual Art on Tap.
Beautiful. Now, let me ask you this. As a 501c6, is this a kind of an organization that people, you know, one day might join, like pay dues and become a member?
Right. As soon as we get all of our paperwork back, we're waiting for everything to get signed and dotted, crossed, and I'm already getting the junk mail for it, so I know it's at least that way, that far along. But we will have memberships available, and we will do more educational support for businesses' staffs. So businesses that don't have enough time to devote to employee training for craft beer education, we will help provide that.
That's good. Wonderful. Then Matt is member number one, and Jason is member number two.
Yes. Fantastic.
Can we take care of that?
You up.
Okay, good. I'm glad you say that, because we have 10 million listeners.
So
I have 10 million witnesses to that
there
pledge.
There
Sarah.
We go. Thank you. Things happen on this show. It's amazing what you guys do.
That's right. We make news. That's
you
what it's
do.
All about.
You do.
We'll leave the brewing to the professionals, and we just talk and drink, and not necessarily
like that.
In that order. Now, Sarah Ritchie, the last time you were on this show, you were days away from starting a new position at Golden Eagle Distributors. Now you've got what?
I'm a month in.
A month in. Talk to us about that.
Oh, I love it. It's such a great organization. It's a, it's a bigger company, but it's a really well organized, well structured company that's still a local, family owned business. Brother and sister head up the company. It's just a really great group of people. I love it. Every day I'm building relationships with more and more of the staff, the drivers, everybody has their role, and everybody's so supportive and like gung-ho and happy, and I don't know, it's just I feel like I'm a part of something bigger that's really fun right now.
I totally dig it. You know, Kimberly and the whole team, they're just absolute heroes of ours.
They are.
And I'm glad you said, you know, you talk about the community spirit, because mm-hmm. Golden Eagle Distributors is a big company, but it has not strayed from its grassroots presence. I mean, it is a Tucson organization that is so involved in this community.
Very true.
To be able to share in the whole craft beer opportunity mm-hmm. as a big distributor is something that I think speaks volumes about them as a culture-driven organization.
Yeah, I really do love the company culture there. I feel like one of a team. I feel like part of the family. So it's exciting to be part of that. And we've got Barrio. That's one of our breweries here. We've got them here in full force with this really fancy bar. Their Beer Fest booth has a glass washer. I mean, it'll like rinse your glass. A little, you know, thing. Whenever you come up to get your glass filled,
that's pretty
cool.
You're talking about one of those things.
Yes,
they have a mobile glass washer.
It's built into
the
bar.
Latest.
It's built into their bar.
It's a must have.
You gotta go check it out.
It's a bidet for your pint. I'm sorry. I let the spontaneity just lead me in the wrong way.
I can't take you anywhere.
When you were first on the show a couple of years ago, we were mm-hmm. broadcasting live on the patio of Zinburger.
Yeah,
Dennis. We were talking about your favorite beer, and of course, we could not let you come on the show without reminding all of our listeners when it comes to stouts. Sarah Ritchie likes her stouts.
Big and boozy.
Now, are you really sort of sticking to stouts this time of year? Are you really experiencing the whole host of beers that are available now? And I'm sure your palate has matured over the last couple of years like mine has.
It has. I mean, there's some really good barley wines out there right now. There's some good alt beers for seasonals. So I've been drinking a lot more of those lately too. It's just nice to pair with food. But I love the big boozy stouts. The sours. There's more sours. Sierra Nevada is about to come out with a big launch sour too.
That's what we heard.
About that one.
Jason was talking about a stout, a 32% stout that he heard about.
Tactical Nuclear Penguin with Brewdog in Scotland.
Brewdog's always the one that kicks it up.
32%. Mm-hmm. Then they got the quadruple IPA which is Sink the Bismarck, mm-hmm. at 41%.
41%.
That's insane.
We were saying we don't know that it can be called beer at that point, but who cares what you call it as long as it tastes good.
Give me a shot.
That's all they sell.
I just want a shot.
Sarah Ritchie, Craft Beer Betty herself. Now, you pick up a whole host of new fans every time you're on the show. We want to remind all of our friends and listeners that you are very accessible. You're very approachable.
I'm very social media connected.
How do people find you online and in the whole digital media sphere?
I am Craft Beer Betty on almost every social media outlet. BETTY, Craft Beer Betty, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, on all of it. All of it.
So much fun.
That's how you find me.
So much fun. And if you don't believe me, take a look at a picture that I'm about to post.
I need to approve that.
Anyway, Sarah, thank you so much for all you've done. And thank
Always
you for working
pleasure.
So hard to bring this event to us year in and year out. We celebrate everything that you're all about.
Thank you so much.
Sarah Ritchie, Craft Beer Betty, live in all of her color and grandeur right here at the Tucson Museum of Art. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to the founder and president of, I think, one of the greatest greatest breweries in all of the Grand Canyon State, but you got to stick around. We will reveal who that is right on the other side of this break. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Don't go away.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com, 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson, that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson Foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best Of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me, I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
There's no better place to enjoy the holidays than Acacia Real Food and Cocktails. On Christmas Eve from 4 to 9, enjoy dinner from our special a la carte menu while you listen to the delightful music of Ed DeLucia. Make your reservations today by calling 232-0101 or online at acaciatucson.com. Acacia, where the food is real and the cocktails are inspired. Located on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell, Tucson, Arizona.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live in all of the majesty of a local craft beer. We are broadcasting live from Art on Tap at the Tucson Museum of Art. Come on down. The party just started at 4 o'clock. It's going to be going all the way up till 9 o'clock. And for only $40, you can surround yourself by some of the great suds available in all of the Grand Canyon State. Live music, some great beer cuisine. And as well, you might even be able to meet our celebrity co-host for the full hour, craft beer sophisticate, my good friend Jason Miko is back.
Matt, thank you for having me. Always a pleasure.
How do you segue from what we just experienced with Sarah Ritchie to our next guest? I mean, I'm still all a stir. I'm all a buzz. I'm all
well,
a quiver.
Yeah, you know, she was decorated. She had, you know, artificial hops all around her on her head and a necklace beautifully flowing. So that's the theme. That's how we segue into our next guest.
Well done. As I said before the break, our next guest is the man behind, I think, one of the greatest breweries in Arizona, nay, in the West. As you know, Jason, I had a son at NAU for a while.
And I went there for a year and a half.
And you were there for a year and a half.
Yeah.
Every time we go up to Flagstaff, it was not a complete experience if we were not to stop by Mother Road Brewing Company. And there is not a beer event here in Southern Arizona that Mother Road says no to. They are pouring some great suds today. And to help us understand exactly what this great brewery from Flagstaff has been up to lately, you're going to go right to the top, Jason. We're going to talk to founder and president of Mother Road, our good friend Michael Marquess. Michael, how are you?
Hey, great. Thanks for having me today.
Well, I tell you what, I can't tell you how many people have found the Mother Road tent. I think the lines are starting to form. I mean, what you guys have done in a relatively short amount of time is nothing short of spectacular, man.
Well, hey, I'd love to take credit, but I have one hell of a brew team, and they are cranking out some great beer right now, and I'm just turning them loose, and they are creating some magic in that brew house.
That's great. Well, let me ask you this. You're pouring, two or three different kinds of beers. What's on tap today here at the Tucson Museum of Art?
Biggest one I'd want to point out is our brand new Tower Station IPA.
And
6 months in the works from original conception to going live in October. And it's just a great IPA. We went a little different than typical, going for some real tropical fruit with tangerine, pineapple, and grapefruit. But it's a fun drinker, and I've sure been enjoying having a pint of it.
Oh, I love it, Michael. And the way I describe it with one word is bright.
Yes.
Bright. That's I don't know why. Hey, and a quick question for you. You're doing those in tall boys in cans, but
we
your
are.
Other beers
it's,
come in bottles.
First,
are you going to
foray into cans, and we've been helped out by Mother Road Canning out of Albuquerque. They've been coming out with the mobile canning and slowly easing us into the world of aluminum.
And you've got the convertible cans, which I think are really cool, Michael.
It's a lot of fun. It's a concept we saw in a beer. I think it was Mike Hess Solus when we first saw it, and it just allows you to have that great aroma, all the things you love about having beer in a pint glass, but taking it in a can.
And I love Jason's calling it bright. It's a wonderfully bright IPA, but what I love the most about that is it's got this beautiful forward note of pine.
Yeah.
And I love a great pine, and what a coincidence. You're brewing it in the city of the pines. What a beautiful, beautiful beer. It's the Tower Station IPA. Now, you got a couple of other beers that you're serving to your guests here today at the event.
Yeah, we're also doing our Lost Highway Black IPA and our Gold Road Kolsch Style. Both of which are beers we've had around a couple of years, but always favorites. If you get a chance, try going 2/3 Gold Road, 1/3 Black. Have them mix it up at the Hensley tent there, and you'll have what we call a Texas tea.
Oh,
wow.
I love the blending. I mean, last time I was up there, I think Cedar was turned me on to something called like a Gandalf Gray, which is the white IPA and the black
Cedar's
IPA
together. Cedar's up over 150 blends. That kid can't be stopped.
Wow.
So one of the things...
No, I was just going to say, I had the black IPA last night at home. I've got a couple left in the refrigerator. And, Michael, I should let you know, last time I was up there was in April. I was up there with my good friend, who is the Estonian ambassador to the United States of America, Eric Marme, who's a craft beer enthusiast himself. And he was here in going up to Sedona for a conference, and we figured we'd just take an extra day, go up to Flag, and sample some of those great beers that you make.
Oh, very cool. I hope our staff took very good care of you.
Indeed, as always.
And one of the things that is just always fascinating is it seems like every new restaurant and bar you go to, there's always a Mother Road beer on tap. That just, I think, is a testament, Michael, to your leadership, your team's leadership, and the fact that you guys brew some killer suds. Anyway, we want to congratulate you. Thank you so much for being a part of the Southern Arizona community. We're going to go try some of your beers right now, but in the meantime, remind all of our listeners exactly where they can find you online, and when they are up in Flagstaff, where they can stop by and have a pint in the tap room.
Well, you can find us on the web at motherroadbeer.com, and anytime you're in Flagstaff, we're in the Southside neighborhood, just off the train station there, just a block and a half southwest. So come on down, see where your beer's made.
That's great. Michael Marquis with Mother Road Brewing Company. We're so proud of you and your team, and I can't wait to see you next time you're down in Tucson.
I look forward to it. Thanks for having me today.
Thanks so much, Michael. Yeah, so this Tower Station IPA is really attracting.
Oh, fantastic! And actually, I had it on. I've had a couple of cans in the fridge and enjoying those at home. But they also had it on tap at Z Pizza in Oral Valley, which is a unique concept. We'll have to get you up over there. But on tap, it's different, slightly different, but just equally.
Well,
fantastic.
You know, we were talking to Michael about all the restaurants and bars that we see his beers on tap at, which is a great segue to our next guest, because more and more bars and restaurants are saying yes to the folks over at 1055 Brewing Company, and there's no surprise there, because this guy is behind some serious suds himself, and he's no stranger to this audience, the head brewer over there at 1055, our good friend JP Viborni. What's on?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for having me on.
Could this be a better day, man?
Oh, gorgeous day. The first year we did it, it was the coldest day of the year. Way better this time. Nice turnout. Great look. All the tents are up. All the breweries are out. Everybody's bringing their A game, and great weather.
You know, including you guys, talk about bringing your A game. You brought some beers that you're introducing to the guests here. Now, how do you go about, you're behind so many great beers. How do you go about deciding exactly sort of the limited beers that you're going to be making available to guests at events like this? What goes through your mind?
So we like to bring the best to an event like this. We like Craft Tucson, and we love the Tucson Museum of Art. So we really want to make this a premier event, so we bring premier beer. And we bring our just-released Shaw Pumpkin Ale.
Oh.
Mm.
Perfect for the fall.
Mm. Oh.
Nice and bitter, and I brought you some, Matt.
Oh, you did? Oh, my goodness.
Please give it a taste.
Okay.
And the right balance, the right amount of bitterness, but still not too pumpkin pie, but all the right spices.
Oh, but right on the nose, I'm getting this sensation of this autumnal experience, and I haven't even had a sip yet. So talk about what's going on in this glass.
One big thing that we do for this beer is we roast the pumpkin puree ourselves, and that takes like 4 hours, 60 pounds of puree in our oven at home.
Oh, my gosh.
And I think it pays off. Real nice beer.
I mean, if this was a TV show, our listeners would be able to see the expression that just danced across Jason's face. That's
That's amazing. And at a time when, you know, all the pumpkin, it seems like all the pumpkin beers in our fine shops around town are leaving the shelves now. And you've got this here on tap to keep us in the Thanksgiving spirit.
Absolutely. Yes. We bring it out for Thanksgiving. I don't want pumpkin in September, so we make sure to do it right on time.
Yeah.
And it's a small batch, and it's usually gone midway through December, and we have a little bit more at the tap room, and we brought some of it tonight.
Extending the shelf life of the wonderful Day of Gratitude, J.P. Viborni from 1055 Brewing Company. Now, is this another beer that you've brought over for us to try?
This is another beer, and this one we're very proud of. This beer is a year and a half in the making.
Oh, my goodness.
We wanted to do 100% Arizona beer.
This is it.
We teamed up with a farm a year and a half ago to grow malting barley, BKW Farms, here in Marana.
Yep.
Grew this. We had it malted by a craft maltster in Colorado and sent back. And then we had friends of ours go to the White Mountains and harvest wild hops.
Oh, my goodness.
And wild hops are a crapshoot. We don't know how they're going to taste or what they're going to be like. They went harvest them beautiful green right on time. We don't know how they're going to taste, and we got really lucky. The amount of bitterness and then the wild characteristics. We like to say it tastes like Arizona. We named it after the state, which was inducted on February 14th, and so we named it all our Valentine.
That's beautiful.
To get a little sappy, we call it the Valentine to the state that we adore.
So. I don't even know what to say.
A little love note.
I'm going to drink. We've been hearing about this beer for a long time.
Yep.
And there is nothing in this beer that was not from the motherland of
Absolutely.
Arizona herself. All right, I'm going in.
Oh, and the expression on Matt's face. It is sublime.
Oh, my goodness. You guys have
super unique and grassy. And
grassy is exactly. See,
desert.
Well, send it over here,
yeah,
Matt.
Desert grass.
Chris, my business partner, likes to say it's got the terroir of Arizona.
The terroir.
On the palate.
You guys have done it beautifully. Okay, yes, please. J.P. Viborni, you guys have been around here for a couple of years.
Yeah.
You're coming up on a big anniversary.
3 years.
Three years.
February 6th. Should be a big day. We like to do our anniversaries well, and we section off the parking lot. And we're going to try to get Ryan Clark out of sabbatical.
He was at the second anniversary.
He did. He served up by himself. 400 brats with homemade mustard,
yep,
and just man the grill like a line cook pro. We're going to try to get him out again. And
we've been at all your anniversary parties since you guys opened.
We do well, right?
I love it. It's so much fun. And you guys, there's so much spirit behind what it is that you do. And I love it. It's probably Hacienda del Sol's first local beer they
Absolutely.
Ever put on tap.
Big supporters of us.
And we just can't. So, the date of the anniversary event is February the 6th.
Absolutely.
And there's going to be all kinds of fun going on out there.
We'll have food trucks. We'll have a bunch of beers, holding some special ones back, and we'll do it right.
Okay, where can people find you, JP?
44th and Palo Verde. We're open Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Please stop by and check us out. We got some new merch, which I brought a hat for you, Matt.
You did not!
One of our new trucker hats. Super nice.
I've been seeing these online. Yeah. And look at the colors, Jason. Brown and orange.
Russell Public Communications.
Oh, nice. Corporate colors, JP. It's amazing that you were able to have this custom made for me. But anyway, thank
you
so much. That means a lot to me. JP Viborni from 1055 Brewing Company, thanks so much for all that you do in this community.
Thank you.
All right, so we're going to welcome our next guest here. Oh, I'm so excited. I've got a live little my hats here.
You
my
added
brewer's
to those,
hats
your collection.
Going on here. But anyway, we were talking about this explosion in the craft beer community right here in Southern Arizona. We will never hit, as Jason Miko says, a point of saturation when it comes to craft beer, because there's a lot of folks who appreciate and celebrate great suds. And there's a guy who's coming up on our show next. He's sort of the new kid on the block, but he's not new to the beer scene by any stretch. And he's from a great new brewery called Public Brew House. He's the brewer, Mike Gura. Mike, how are you?
Doing well. Thank you very much for having me on today.
Well, congratulations, man. You guys have been open for what, about a month and a half?
Since August 1st.
It's been that long?
Yeah, it feels like 3 years.
So why open a brewery in Southern Arizona, Mike?
Oh, there's a need for it. There's
Amen.
A need.
A lot of thirsty people.
A million people in our town, and we had so few breweries. You look at places like Fort Collins that have 250,000 people and some of the biggest breweries in the U.S.
Right.
and they're opening new breweries every day. And it's like Tucson, people love craft in Tucson. People love craft beer. And just, I love making craft beer, so it's a perfect fit.
Where exactly is Public Brew House located, Mike?
It's 209 North Hoff Avenue. It's just north of the 4th Avenue underpass, behind Hermano's. It's in kind of an alleyway. It's
Is that in the old Hamilton Distillers?
That is the old Hamilton Distillers.
Acacia Furniture or Royal
Royal Design.
Oh, great. Great space, man.
Oh, it's a wonderful space. Yeah, it's Stephen's still room is now our bathrooms, but we've got a couple of his barrels. I just did a barrel-aged Saison with his whiskey. It's the Pima County Bourbon Barrel Saison.
Oh, beautiful. So how many beers do you have on tap over there?
Today, I think we have about 8 of our beers on tap. We have a really small system, 2 barrels, and so we're rotating out a lot. I just put on a hopped Saison. It's hopped with a YT hop from New Zealand. Caked that up today and put that on, and so we're 2 barrels, 4 kegs per batch. We're moving through beer pretty quickly.
It's just beautiful.
It's nice.
You know, watching you brewers at an event like this is always fun because, you know, you go back to what something that Kyle Jefferson told me a year or so ago, that there's no competition among brewers in this community. It's all about collaboration.
Oh, it's camaraderie
and
collaboration.
I see you guys just yucking it up. I mean, I see brewers actually behind the tents of other brewers helping to serve and getting in on the action, and I just love that. That just means so much.
Oh, it's such a great community here. You couldn't ask for a better community. We're all buddies and helping each other out. No, I just bought kegs from Dragoon the other night. It's like, oh, I need 9 kegs. And they're like, oh, we can hook you up.
That's the way it happens.
It's an attitude of if one wins, we all win.
Yeah, exactly. We're all trying to promote the scene, and we all want to really produce great beer for the Tucson community. And it's a wonderful environment to work in.
Speaking of which.
Speaking of great beer, what do you got going on here, man?
So I've got my YAT Saison right here. It's coming in at around 6.4% ABV. Fermented with traditional French Saison yeast. Mm. Got some Pilsner malt in this obscure hop from New Zealand called YT.
Mm. How do you spell that?
WAI-ITI.
Oh, okay. So it's Maori.
Yeah, it's a very obscure hop.
Fresh, beautiful ingredients. It has this sort of brightness that you that a lovely approachable saison would that you'd come to expect. This is a drinkable beer, man.
Yeah, thanks.
We like this. Yes.
What's it for if it's not for drinking?
Right on. So a 6.4%. Boy, you don't. I mean, that's almost. I mean, it's a sessionable beer in terms of flavor. Not a huge ABV, so you can be confident holding on to a few of these in the afternoon. And then what do we got here?
So this is an experimental hop IPA. You know, as a new small brewery, I have a hard time getting into the hop game because you have to buy contracts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So for a lot of the big aroma hops, it's very difficult to obtain those hops without paying really inflated prices. So I've been checking out some of the newer hops coming out of different hop breeding programs, and this one's from Hopsteiner. Mm. And I'm pretty impressed with it. And so this beer is brewed exclusively with that hop. We've got 4 additions and dry hop.
It's an IPA?
It's an IPA.
Beautiful bite. I love that. What's the IBU on that one?
That's about 60 IBU.
60, yeah, that's about right. Yeah, it's a little bit of a bite, which we love. We love the bitterness of those hops coming in, but you've really balanced it well with some of the other ingredients that it is a beautiful beer.
Yeah. Oh, and it's got this aroma. It's got this fruity aroma that I really love. This is going to be a big hop.
I would say so. Well, Mike Gura with Public Brew House, right out of the chute, doing some killer suds, and there's no mystery because you've got some folks standing in line over there at the Public Brew House tent. Anyway, welcome to the craft beer community here.
Thank you very much.
In Southern Arizona. Thanks for sharing your suds with us, and we're just getting started. We'll be seeing you over at your tent here in just a bit.
Great. Thanks for having
me.
Appreciate
it, y'all. Mike Gura from Public Brew House, the newest brewery to join this very dynamic community of craft brewers right here in Southern Arizona. Well, the time has come to see if one of our listeners might want to have a hand at guessing an answer to our trivia question. And the first person to send us an email with the answer to our trivia question is going to get a gift certificate to experience a great Tucson restaurant. I don't know which one yet. I'll reach into the treasure chest of gift cards.
Smoking deal.
And mail our winner the gift card. Jason, what would be a fun question to ask our listeners today?
Well, Matt, you know what today is? It's right. It is perfect that we are sitting here and surrounded by suds. Because on this day, December 5th in 1933, Congress finally ratified the 21st Amendment to the United States Constitution.
Yes, they did.
The 21st Amendment, of course, repealed another amendment.
Yes.
Question is, which one? Which one?
Oh, that's a great question. Okay, so today we are celebrating National Repeal Day. It was the 21st Amendment to the Constitution, and it repealed an amendment that came before it. And I want to know what amendment did the 21st Amendment repeal?
Right.
If you think you know the answer to the question, get us an email now, onthemenulive@gmail.com, onthemenulive@gmail.com. They're all date stamped, so there's no cheating. First person with the right answer is going to get a gift card for a Tucson restaurant. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, you can't have great suds without great dogs and great sausages. And there's a guy in this community who does them like none other, and you got to meet him right on the other side of this break. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Where is Tucson's only locally owned and trusted purveyor of the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamics? Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza. I'm Matt Russell, and I trust Alfonso exclusively for my olive oil and balsamics, and you should too. Tom and Nancy Alfonso invite you to taste the difference for yourself. Choose from nearly 30 olive oils imported from all over the world, from single varietals to fusions and infusions with fresh herbs, fruits, and spices. And enjoy the sweet and velvety flavors of more than 20 aged balsamics from Modena, Italy, including espresso, dark chocolate, fig, as well as traditional balsamic. And while you're there, check out their wide selection of artisan salts, peppers, chutneys, and jams, as well as fun accessories to take your olive oil and balsamic experience to a new level. Stop in today for a complimentary tasting. And as they say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza on the southeast corner of River and Campbell. See what they're pouring today at alfonsooliveoil.com.
If you enjoy craft beer like I do, you want consistency, innovation, and passion to go into each and every beer that you drink. And Barrio Brewing Company, Arizona's oldest brewery, puts all three into each beer it produces. And they've been handcrafting fine beers for Tucson and Arizona for nearly 25 years. Barrio Brewing serves up a spectacular lineup of 12 standard and seasonal brews, including Barrio Blonde, the oldest continuously brewed beer in all of Arizona. Barrio also turns out specialty beers each month, like its new Simpatico Stout, a rich blend of Euro espresso roasted coffee, low-fat cocoa, flaked oats, and milk sugars to give you just the right balance of sweetness and a full, creamy mouthfeel with every sip. Stop by Barrio Brewing Company at the corner of 16th Street and Toole Avenue, just southeast of downtown, to enjoy some of Arizona's most innovative and delicious brews. Or look for them at your local grocer or your favorite dining and drinking establishments across town. Learn more today at BarrioBrewing.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting at a place there's no place I'd rather be.
The heart of happiness.
The heart of happiness. The heart of a power happy hour. The heart of craft beer right here in a very dynamic craft beer environment. We are broadcasting live al fresco from the majestic patio of the Tucson Museum of Art. It is Art on Tap. Again, the doors just opened a few minutes ago. This party is going to be going all night long and up till 9 o'clock. We got some of the great brewers across the state. We got live music. We got art demonstrations. And we have beer food. And when you're thinking about beer food, the great cuisine to pair with craft beer, there's only one guy in this community who can dial it up right when it comes to great dogs and great sausages. He's the head mutt at a place called Mutt's, and his name is Greg Head. Greg Hunt, how you doing, Greg?
Good, man. How are you?
Doing great. Well, you know, even better now that you showed up, because we've been drinking beer since 4 o'clock this afternoon, and, you know, we got to put some food on our stomachs. But before we dive into what you brought for us to sample, talk a little bit about Mutt's.
Well, we're located in Main Gate Square. We are open 7 days a week. We do breakfast and lunch, and we have over 20 different kinds of hot dogs and sausages.
Now, breakfast and lunch.
What do you serve for breakfast?
That was my next question.
We do gourmet breakfast. We do lobster benedicts and crepes and omelets.
Wow.
Right. And so when you're doing things like dogs and sausages and those kinds of things, and we're not talking about, you know, two or three kinds of hot dogs and two or three kinds of sausages, you're probably a regular fixture at a lot of these events.
We do most of the major events in the city. We cater.
So, beautiful.
We bring all our meat in from Wisconsin. It's very high end. It's a company called Usinger's. They've been around since 1880. They're still owned by that same family.
No kidding.
And all the product has no MSG. It's a wonderful, wonderful product.
Can you imagine anything better to pair with craft beer when you're sitting outside, Jason, than a great premium hot dog or a signature sausage?
Absolutely. Or a brat.
Whatever
you got.
Yeah. So we got a lot going on here. How many hot dogs and sausages do you have on the menu over there at Mutt's?
Over 20.
Over 20?
Right.
Now, do you rotate some in, rotate some out? Do you have like a guest's favorite that makes its way onto the menu from time to time?
We pretty much have a standard 20, and then we rotate in probably anywhere between another 5 to 10.
Okay, great. Well, you brought over some for us to try. I'll have to say, I'm a first-time Mutt's man. So where do we begin our tasting today?
Well, this first one you're looking at here is a chicken sausage stuffed with feta cheese and spinach.
Chicken sausage stuffed with feta cheese and spinach. Right. So this almost has like a Mediterranean feel to it.
We have 8 types of stuffed chicken sausages.
Matt's going in for it. And there you go. Right there. He is enjoying it. He is enjoying it.
So we have many different kinds of stuffed chicken sausage. People like that if they don't eat beef.
Caramelized onions
Caramelized onions.
So wonderful flavors coming. Chicken sausage, feta cheese, spinach, just beautiful. There's a symphony of flavors going on. So you guys are really taking this idea of a sausage to an almost like an artisan level.
Yeah, right. We do a lot of different kinds that you won't find anywhere else in all of Tucson.
Absolutely beautiful. Okay, so we've gone from the chicken sausage. Now we're going to go on to what? What else we got going on?
Well, we have a brat, our standard big brat from Wisconsin with sauerkraut.
A big brat for a big radio show. Now, this is is this a bratwurst or is this a weapon of mass destruction?
That's a bratwurst.
This is a serious-sized brat,
yep,
man.
It is.
Now, this is the Usinger style
as well? Yep. These are all Usinger sausage.
All right, I'm going to give Jason a try of this brat. No, this is just absolutely beautiful. Oh, man. The casing. That's what we look for.
That's correct.
We look for the pop.
The snap.
We look for the snap. And you can tell that you're authentic because you've not gotten rid of the casing. You've retained what a brat should have. That is that wonderful pop, that snap. Okay, so talk to us about, we can't do the rest of our tasting talk for the show, but what else do we got going on here?
We have a linguiça sausage that's from Portugal. It's got a little bit of a bite to it. We have our chili dog with our own homemade chili.
Homemade chili.
Right. We do a chorizo sausage from Spain. So we have Italian sausages, we have Polish, 10 different types of hot dogs.
Beautiful.
Absolutely. Can you do a build your own?
You can come in and build your own hot dog. Absolutely.
Okay. Yep. Great.
And we won an award for this. We make our own homemade potato chips.
Homemade potato chips. So you're not cutting any corners.
They have no preservatives, no chemicals. We make them fresh every day.
Great. Well, Greg Hunt, the head Mutt over there at Mutt's in Main Gate Square. Is there one hot dog or one sausage that's just the show-stopping bestseller on the whole menu?
The brat is probably the one we sell the most.
And there's no mystery why. Anyway, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. We'll see you down the road.
Thank you.
His name is Greg Hunt. He's the head Mutt over at Mutt's Premium Hot Dogs and Sausages in Main Gate Square. What a lot of fun. He's going to be making a lot of fun and a lot of friends today because his line is just about to get long at the Mutt's booth. Anyway, thanks so much. Jason, what a pleasure this has been broadcasting live from the Tucson Museum of Art. Thanks so much for your contributions to making this such a sudsy show. I say it's time to drink some beer. What do you say?
Absolutely, Matt. I couldn't agree more.
Anyway,
so thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure having you, and no better person to hoist a glass with than just to celebrate all that the suds are.
And the 21st Amendment.
And the 21st Amendment to the United States Constitution. Anyway, that's beautiful. If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, fellow foodies, any part at all, the entire show is going to be up on our website early next week on themenulive.com. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Jason Miko and Greg Hunt reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5,
it's on the menu live.
Cheers. Have a great weekend. We will see you at Art on Tap at the Tucson Museum of Art going on now through 9 o'clock tonight. Join us for the party. We'll be looking for you. Cheers.
Broadcasting live from the Tucson Original Studios. This is KEVT Salida Tucson, the Tucson Originals, local dining at its best.